Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
We're back here on News Radio WGNS, and Brent Carter is joining us in studio. He is with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, and summertime, hot weather, kids out running around, red-faced, and all this kind of stuff. And they always say, I remember, Brent, my grandmother would always remind me. My dad, I guess he just didn't care. No, I'm sure he did, but... be sure to get something to drink, you know, drink some water.
Be sure.
Yeah.
Even if it's cloudy and warm, you know, dehydration can occur. Mm. So get something to drink. You know, if you're sweating, if you're going to the bathroom, refill it. It's pretty much simple little rules, but it works.
Because if water's coming in and
going out, then water needs to come back in. Yeah. So, yeah, if you use the bathroom, then drink a bottle of water. That's right. Pretty much an easy way of taking care of being dehydrated.
Yeah, you know? Making me think of my dad here. He worked construction all those years and was always outside in the hot summer, and he would... I never saw him with water. He always had a cup of coffee.
Wear a long sleeve shirt.
Well, on occasion, that was my grandfather who did that. He was a farmer, and I thought, man, that long sleeve shirt. And I learned that lesson when I was hauling hay because my arms were all scratched up.
Well, it's that and the long sleeves and the shirt, you know, absorb the water. So if you get any kind of a breeze, it's kind of like a natural. Swamp cooler, yeah. You know.
A little air conditioning.
Yeah, a little air conditioning.
But Dad drank coffee all the time, and later in his years, he was told by his doctors, you've got to drink water. And he says, I do. And I said, Dad, you don't drink water. He said, I do. There's water in coffee. But
exactly.
But water is the best thing.
Water
is my
point.
The
best thing. You know, I mean, you've got all the energy drinks, which... is actually a diuretic too, so this is going to make you use the bathroom more. But the Gatorades, the Powerades, the things like that, but water's probably the best, you know, and stay away from the sweet waters. But water's probably the best.
Well, there are hundreds of types of water now.
I mean, water,
but we're really talking about just plain old water. I mean, I think this
tap water, bottle water, yeah. You know, flavored water, even, you know, but the sweetie sweets, I mean, that's choice.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their flavor, but water's water.
Propel has this, there's a Gatorade water that's flavored. It's pretty good, but it's still a little sweetie sweet.
But
as
you know,
say.
Fluid intakes, like I said, if it's going out, it needs to come in, whether it's through sweat, where it's, you know, using the restroom. There's some, and of course it's going to affect the younger kids, infants, and the older adults, because, you know, the infants, the littler kids, they don't know. So you're going to have to keep an eye on them and, you know, check their diapers. If they're crying, is there any tears? If they lose them, older adults, they're on a bunch of medicines. So they could be diuretics. Or, you know, they're going to the bathroom a lot. They could have diabetes. They could have high blood pressure. So they're going to be losing, too, and not feel that need that they need to have a fluid intake.
My blood pressure medicine recently changed, but I didn't know that the blood pressure medicine I was on had... a diuretic in it, I guess, and I think many of them do. So it kind of took me off of that and changed it a little bit. But you really should find out from your doctor if that's in there, right?
And, you know, the elderly, they call it their water pill.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to make them use the bathroom more.
So what should you do if you know that some of your medication may have a diuretic in it?
Drink Talk more to water. Your doctor.
Yeah.
You know? And it depends on whether you got diabetes, you know, kidney disease, things like that. They're going to need to help you through this on how much water intake you do need. But all in all, you need to, mostly when it's hot, you know, humid, it may be cool, but humid, kind of that little mix that we're having right now, and you're still losing fluids. You know, a good indicator, and I've seen it in a lot of the factories that we go in and out of, they've got a urine chart in their bathrooms. The color of your urine is going to tell you a lot whether you're hydrated or dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the more clear, yellowish, you're good. You're pretty hydrated. But the more, the darker your urine gets, the darker the yellow it gets, the things like that, that's pretty much a good indicator that you're, you need to drink more, you know. So the good note is if it's clear, kind of just a bright yellow, mm-hmm. you're good. But if it's more of darker colors, then start drinking more and flush it.
So hot summertime, you're thinking about that. That's the time of the year that people get dehydrated, but it can happen anytime.
It can happen at any time. Oh yeah, sitting, you know, I mean, yeah, anytime. We'll go with that, because it's just the humidity. It depends on the humidity, depends on the heat, depends on what you're doing. You can be in a gym that's air conditioned, but you're working out, strenuous activity, you're losing water, you're sweating. So, like I said earlier, if you're sweating, if it's going out, it's going to have to come back in somehow.
Talking dehydration with Brent Carter, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. We'll be right back.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports brings you prep baseball and softball coverage.
This one is going back, and it's going over the fence.
There's a drive. Pretty well hit. This ball, no doubt about it, it's out of here.
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins cover the preps.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
We are back here on News Radio WGNS. Brent Carter is with us, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. We're talking about dehydration today. And Brent was here back in January when I was going through a little diabetic situation, and I told him about what my blood sugar was and stuff, and so I'm just happy to report it was 86 the other day. Can you believe that?
That's good.
So it can be one of those things that are manageable, but it got me to thinking about you were talking about the color of your urine. That indicates a lot of things, and what you were saying is that the darker it is, your body is recycling what it has in it, and so that's why it's darker.
Exactly. Your body's going to have, it's going to retain enough fluid to keep normal functions going. Yeah. But like I said, the darker it gets, it needs to be replenished. You know, you need to get rid of the dark because it needs that new fluids to come in. With diabetes, you're going to hold some more blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So you need to get rid of it.
That's your body telling you.
That's your body telling you. Yeah. And it's a simple, you know, way of checking yourself.
Now, if I know we've got some really hot days ahead in summertime, and you worry about and maybe this is a subject for next month in summertime, heat stroke and that kind of thing, but dehydration plays a part in that too, doesn't it? Summertime,
I mean,
ailments.
We've got, think about it, we're out on the lake. Even though you're in the water, you're still losing water. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still sweating. Your alcohol intake is going to increase it. We've got kids that are loading up Barfield and all these baseball parks. They're excited to play ball. They need fluids.
Yeah.
Our homeless, we're picking up people on the ambulance almost every day for dehydration. They're sitting out in the sun, you know. They're losing body fluids by sweating, not moving around, not real active. We're picking people up on that. So those are the people that we need to help. You know, if you drive by, you got an extra bottle of water, hand it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, be nice, pay forward,
right,
kind of thing. Help your kids, the elderly, if they're sitting at the ballpark watching, or soccer park or wherever, they might forget the medicines that they're on. One, they can get sunburned a little bit more. Two, they're losing fluid, so they need to replenish it. And if they're not using the restroom frequently, that's another sign that they need some more fluids in their body.
You said a minute ago, you know, watch for children, checking their diapers, you know, for babies if they're crying and there are no tears, those kinds of things. But as we get older, what are some signs that we need to be looking for outside of the color of our urine? We kind of talked about that. But what are some other things that might indicate, hey, you need more water?
Not using the restroom enough. Extreme thirst.
Hmm.
Fatigue. They're getting a little lightheaded and dizzy. Falls back with all, you know, medications and all the other topics that we've pretty much talked about, the confusion. Those are some of the symptoms, you know, but when they get to the point, or the flu season's coming, you know, or it's already here. Diarrhea, vomiting, you know, you're losing fluids on that, whether you think about it or not.
So if you're sick like
if
that.
If you're sick like that or have been sick. You're going to lose a bunch of fluids. So why do you think the doctors, when you got a cold, drink plenty of fluids, you know?
It's because you're losing them.
You're losing them.
I guess faster than you normally would.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So water is obviously the best thing to go in your body. Are there things that you should avoid if you're dehydrated? I would think you kind of mentioned alcohol and on the lake and things like that. That really is not a thirst quencher, is it?
No, it's really not. And you're actually going to, you know, alcohol is a dilator, blood, you know, vessel dilator. So you're actually going to lose more heat, but you're going to drink more non-water beverages. And so mix it up a little bit. If you're going to go to the lake and have fun, that's great, but maybe one-to-one.
Gotcha.
One alcoholic beverage to one water, you know,
and
get some stuff that your body's going to need.
Caffeine also affects
caffeine affects it.
Coffee and sodas.
Yep, it does. Sodas, they affect it. They got a lot of salt, so that's going to make you retain water even more. So that's why water is probably your best bet, even though it doesn't taste like everything else.
There's even a brand of water that I don't particularly like because, number one, you can look and you can see the sodium that's in the water, but it has that kind of a taste to it as well. So I kind of avoid that. So even your bottled waters, you need to kind of look at the sodium on that too.
Yeah, you need to look at the sodium levels because, like I said, it's, you know, salt holds water. It's going to get in your body. You're going to retain it. And you're not going to get rid of it the way you need to.
Does dehydration maybe lead to some of those other things that go on in the summertime? Like, what's the other, not heat stroke, but heat exhaustion?
It could be both. It could lead to all of it. When we talked about it a couple months ago,
I'm drawing
heat
a blank.
Strokes, I know. Yeah. I'm drawing a blank too. But I think we went over stuttering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get too hot. Your body gets too hot. The heat strokes, you know, it can lead to it because your body's doesn't have the water in there and not getting rid of the bad. I mean, there's complications to it. You know, the heat injuries, urinary and kidney problems. It could lead to seizures. So
heat exhaustion, heat stroke, heat cramps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really your body telling you desperately need water.
You desperately need water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And cool off.
Yeah. I think maybe it was cramps that we were talking about because I was telling you that I was going through some of that, you know, with the diabetic thing that I had going on there. So cramps was part of that. And it, you know, just not getting enough fluids into your body. So that's one thing that you can help do to stave off. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have heat stroke issues.
And water's not going to interfere with some of the other medications, you know. So your high blood pressures, your salt intakes, things like that. That's why water is probably the best thing to replenish your body with.
So the thing to keep in mind is dehydration can get to a point where it's disabling, can it?
Oh, yeah. You can get dizzy, lightheaded. You can get confused. You can pass out, have seizures, you know. Blood pressure could go through the roof. It could even lead to a stroke. So you got to be careful.
So these reminders are just to kind of get us in the right mindset to keep us from getting to that situation.
Keep you from getting to that. Yeah. So just, I mean, like she said earlier, check your urine, see what color it is. The lighter, the better. And if you're sweating or you're going to the bathroom a lot, whatever comes out needs to go back in.
Well, gosh, appreciate everything that you all do with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services for keeping us safe and helping out in tough situations. I know the summertime is going to be a busy time for you guys.
It's going to be busy, you know. I mean, you get all the outdoor activities, the go-karts, the four-wheelers, the boats, all that gets involved and we play. So, baseball, I mean, we're going to be busy.
Yeah, well,
that's why we're here. We're here to take care of Rutherford County.
And as we grow, gosh, we just add more people into this county. It's a tough job. We appreciate everything you all do.
Well, thank you.
All right, Brent. Thank you. Brent Carter joining us, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services here on News Radio WGNS. Want to thank you for joining us. And if you missed part of the show, check out the podcast at WGNSradio.com.